Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Money Smarts for You. Enhance your lifestyle by taking the positive path towards managing your money.
Welcome. I'm Barbie O'Connor, your host for the Money Smarts for You show. After years of working with clients, helping them save, preserve, and grow their assets, I wrote the book, Money Smarts for You, The Basics. I wanted teens, millennials, growing families, and others to have a chance to learn the essentials that everyone needs to know about money in their adult lives. This show is your chance to ask me about the financial topics that affect your everyday life. If you have questions or thoughts about what you'd like to hear about on future shows, feel free to email me at Barbie, B-A-R-B-I-E, at moneysmartsforyou.com. That's M-O-N-E-Y-S-M-A-R-T-S, the number 4 and the letter U.com. Our theme in February is love and romance. Last week, I talked about women and money and the things I know about the competence, confidence, and experience that women have when managing money every day. I shared a few tips on managing investments, too. To listen to last week's show, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/moneysmartsforyou, that's with the number 4 and the letter U, or search podcasts at the iTunes store under Money Smarts for You. This week, I'll go over the 5 tips for you to follow to have the wedding of your dreams that you can afford. Number 1, know what is the most important thing you want to remember about your wedding. Considering that the wedding ceremony itself lasts about 30 minutes, at the most an hour, and that most receptions last from 3 to 5 hours, the entire event encompasses approximately 6 hours at the most. You will be so busy socializing that it may be one big blur when you take time to recall it. Of those 6 hours, what do you most want to remember? An entire industry is dedicated to the minute details of weddings. The dress, the flowers, the favors, the food, the drink, the linens, the plates, the silverware, the tables, the chairs, the tent, the photographs, the music, the invitations, the save-the-date cards, the invitation list, the gifts, the responses, the transportation, and the wedding party in its attire. The list goes on and on. Of all these details, what will you remember about your wedding? And what do you want to remember about your wedding? It may matter to you to have a photo with great-grandmother Ruthie, but you may not care if the plates at the table are white with a gold band or just plain white china. You may want to look beautiful in your dress or handsome in your suit or tuxedo, but will you remember whether the linens have white-on-white embroidery or are standard white tablecloths? Once you decide what matters to you, then go with it. Don't worry about impressing anyone but you and your beloved. The father of a recent bride told me that the most successful weddings have loving and family and friends in attendance, good food, good drink, and good music. Everything else really doesn't matter. Invite the people who matter to you, serve food and beverages you like, and listen to music that makes you happy. When my husband and I got married, we just wanted things to go smoothly since we had children to include in the ceremony, and his family and friends coming in from out of town. Both my parents were no longer living, and we'd both been married before. What I most remember from our wedding was that we got married, and then all hell broke loose. Our photographer left his most expensive camera lens at the church, so my husband had to drive him back down there to get it, missing photo ops galore. A cold front rolled in bringing thunderstorms and cold weather that required us to take clothes to all the kids at the sleepover that we planned at the hotel, where they ordered too much pizza and ice cream, resulting in a good friend of mine having to crawl over a balcony railing to get into one of our girls' rooms because they were being security conscious and would not let her in from the hall door. Thank goodness we had a small wedding with friends and family, the Jim Collum Jazz Band, heavy hors d'oeuvres, cake and champagne. I think we had one dance together, but I really can't remember. Since then, I've made up for it by always dragging my husband out on the dance floor when there's a great band at any party or wedding that we attend. Remember, it's your wedding. Please yourselves within your financial means. 2, know who is paying for the wedding. Whether the two of you will attend the ceremony and reception alone or by entertaining every person you know, consider the cost of what you are doing in relation to the enjoyment you are receiving. Okay, let's go back to that. cost of what you're doing in relation to the enjoyment you are receiving. Make decisions based on what pleases the two of you. I cannot stress this enough. When it's all said and done, the wedding is about the two of you. A small wedding followed by a great honeymoon, the two of you on the beach with your closest friends, a ceremony at a small chapel in the country with a picnic afterwards, an outdoor service and a garden with champagne and cake afterwards. Weddings come in every shape and size, so make it memorable and special for you. Remember to be considerate of whoever is paying for your wedding. Is your family traditional, living with the belief that the ceremony and reception are the financial responsibility of the bride's family, while the groom and his family take care of the rehearsal dinner? Or are you and your partner going to pay your own way for this special event? Be considerate of your family and their ability to pay. Ask how much they're willing to spend or plan to spend. If you and your partner are paying for everything yourselves, then venture carefully into the discussion of your idea of a dream wedding. Wedding expenses can mount up quickly, and usually the more frills you have and the more people you invite, the more you will spend. Be careful about spending more than you can afford. Going into debt in order to pay for an event that lasts less than a day may not be in your best interest. Work out a wedding plan that respects a budget and gives you what your heart desires. Keep in mind what you most want to remember of your wedding, because if your parents are paying for the wedding, they may take over, and it may become the wedding your mom never had but always wanted, or the social event of the year in your town. If you know what you want and have thought it through, then draft an expense plan and present it shortly after you tell your parents the big news about the wedding, especially if you want or expect them to pay for the event. I'm going to talk about expense plans a little bit later in the podcast, so relax. If you have already outlined what you want, have a pretty good idea of what it will cost, and then describe your plan to your parents, being firm that it is your wedding, and you may find that they will gladly follow the three S's. That is, smile, shut up, and sign. That is, sign the checks to pay for it. Three, what wedding planners do, and will you need one? Will you need a wedding planner? A professional can help you from the date you're engaged through the stroke of midnight the day you are married. If you don't need that much help, then hire a planner just for the day of the wedding to take care of the details that you don't have time to attend to on your special day. If you can't afford a planner, then perhaps a trusted friend will agree to handle the details on the day of the ceremony and reception. Obviously, you will have to have some kind of organized system in place so you can delegate all the tasks on the schedule, as well as the phone numbers for the limo, florist, musicians, cake maker, caterer, wedding party, officiate, and anyone else needed for your ceremony and reception. Find a wedding planner who understands the concept of a budget and staying within that budget. Some wedding planners both charge you a fee and receive commissions from the various vendors recommended to you. Inquire about how the planners you are interviewing are paid, read their contract, and verify their references. Having a wedding planner can take the stress off of you and your family members the day of the event, leaving you to focus on getting dressed, being with your loved ones, and looking radiant or handsome the day of your ceremony and celebration. You want someone who is organized, reliable, and who is capable of making good decisions quickly in the event something changes in the last few days leading up to your special day. If you are considering using a wedding planner, ask if you can crash, or at least attend, for a short period of time, a wedding or two or three that they're involved with to see them in action and observe how the event proceeds. Many reception halls, hotels, and clubs will gladly allow you to attend one or more special events so you can get the flavor of their work and see if it meets your expectations. Four, have a wedding expense plan and don't go into debt. Before you set your heart on your perfect wedding, think about these numbers. A destination wedding can cost upward of $60,000. Entertaining 300 of your closest friends with a band, dinner, and open bar will run at least $100,000. Sharing your joy with immediate family and friends with wedding cake and domestic champagne and a four-piece band may run around $10,000 or more. If you imagined the type of wedding featured in the magazines and on television, now you may want to think about having a small wedding and spending your money on a great honeymoon instead. Based on personal experience, here's a list of typical wedding expenses you may encounter along the journey to your special day. Once you research the range of costs for each category, you can create a spending plan that fits your financial situation or that of your family. Congratulations on your upcoming nuptials and good luck. Categories. Location for the wedding. You could do this at a church, out in a field, at a park, but you're probably going to have to reserve it. There's always a fee for the church and certainly for the officiant. The wedding license. You will have to do this, and you'll have to make sure you do it in the county or the province or the state or wherever it is that you're getting married, and in the time window that they give you, because usually it can't be done before too much time or after too much time. It has to be done within a certain time period prior to the ceremony, which can mean that you may have to go get the license and then go back again, and it can get complicated. So check that out too. Honorarium for the officiant. That's either the minister or the judge or whoever has been ordained or chosen or certificated to be able to do the ceremony. You want to give them either a little gift or they may request payment. Clothing for the happy couple. That includes a wedding dress, maybe a new suit or a tux rental or something like that. Flowers. Flowers are a biggie. They're expensive and they are basically very fragile. They only last so long. You'll want a bouquet, boutonnieres. You'll want to put flowers out at the ceremony location and the reception location. I've known some women who were very clever, and instead of having bouquets on their on the tables at their reception, what they did was they had plants that they then later had delivered to where they were living or to their parents' home or to a guest home, and then they were planted and made part of the landscaping. I've also known people who have given their flowers away afterwards to hospitals, nursing homes, children's hospitals. That's another thing that you can do with the flowers after the wedding. You'll want a photographer. You'll want an engagement photo, probably a bridal portrait, which will be taken before the wedding. And, of course, you'll want pictures taken of the ceremony and then at the reception. The photographer is a fairly expensive part of the package, so be discriminatory. You can always ask a friend to do it. Videographer, if that's important to you, that's another option. You can have that done during the ceremony and the reception. Transportation for the wedding party. How are you going to get people from one place to another? Are you going to expect everyone to drive their own cars? Are you going to have a bus? Are you going to have a limo? How many people are you talking about? And how are you going to move them around? Transportation for wedding guests, primarily out-of-town guests. If you have a large group of people and they're all staying at a hotel downtown and the church is in the suburbs, you're going to have to find a way to get them there and then get them from the church to where you're having the reception. So you'll need to take care of that. Save the date cards. These are cards, of course, that you send out almost as soon as you're engaged. But remember, when you send those out, you need to be working on your prenup because technically they're considered part of the whole wedding documentation. So keep that in mind. Invitation and response cards, including postage for both of these. I know a lot of people could probably do this online. But the traditional method of doing it is sending paper invitations with response cards. And make sure there's postage for both the response cards and the invitations. Reception location. A lot of places will not charge you for the location, provided you buy all your food and drink at that location. Some places, some hotels, will even give you a honeymoon suite, depending on how large your wedding is. As part of the deal that you cut with them. So remember to ask lots of questions and find out about what's available to you. Reception decorations. These are usually flowers. They do sometimes involve tablecloths, linens, chairs, tables, etc. That's really kind of up to you as to how you want to do that and how much money you want to spend there. Again, expensive. Beverages at the reception, are you going to have alcohol? What kind of alcohol? Are you just going to have wine and champagne? Are you just going to have champagne and beer? Are you going to have an open bar? And, of course, the price mounts up depending on what you're offering and the quality of what you're offering. food at the reception? Are you going to just have a cake, which is perfect, or are you going to have heavy hors d'oeuvres, or are you going to have a sit-down meal or a buffet, or what is going to be involved with that, and what will the service charges be that relate to that? So be thinking about that too. Music, the ceremony, and the reception. Do you want an organist or a pianist or violins at your ceremony? Or are you going to rely on your iPod or your iPhone and your stereo system? The same at the reception. Are you going to have a band? Are you going to have a DJ? What are you going to choose to have? Or are you going to just have violinists or no music at all? It's really up to you. Party favors. I don't really go for the party favors for weddings myself. I think it's not a birthday party for a six-year-old child. But there are some people who want something for people to remember, that you might have a photo booth and you might have a nice folder to put the photos in. You might have a piñata with candy in it for the children if there are any in attendance. You might have flowers. There's all kinds of possibilities, and a wedding planner will certainly be able to help you come up with those ideas. Gifts for the wedding party, bridesmaids and groomsmen. Usually it's traditional to give a small gift as a thank you for someone participating and for them to be able to remember your special day too. Valet parking. Are you going to be paying for the valet parkers? Are you going to just let everyone self-park? Hotel rooms. Well, the first night you're married, you might like to stay somewhere in town where you got married because you're going to be exhausted. And then you can leave on your honeymoon either the next day or the day after that once you kind of recovered from your big night. That, again, goes back to your reception location. They may provide that to you at a discounted price or for free, depending on how large your reception is. Tips for everyone. Everyone on the staff, wherever you are, needs to get a tip, whether it's the guy driving the limo, the man serving the champagne, the driver of the buses. Everyone needs to get a tip. Stationery for thank you notes. Well, because you've gotten married, chances are you're going to get some great gifts, which, of course, you've probably registered for at online stores or brick-and-mortar stores. So you'll need to make sure you have stationery so you can write those thank you notes. An email is just not quite acceptable for something like that. A handwritten note is really appropriate. Will there be activities for children if they're invited? Do you need to pay for a babysitter? Or some kind of activity like a piñata, although that's kind of tricky because you don't want children to hit themselves in the head. But anyway, you can come up with something, maybe crayons and coloring books, puzzles, card games, something like that, if you do decide you're going to include children. Then keep in mind that there will be future wedding gifts that you will have to give to all the people not yet married whom you invited to your wedding. So that's something else you need to keep in mind. And then if you're going to choose to have a wedding planner, that needs to be part of your expense plan too. Remember to decide what you want to spend on your wedding and then create your spending plan, including only the items you need. Take pleasure in creating a beautiful day with elegance and style while spending within your means. I will have a wedding worksheet on my website also. If you purchase the Money Smarts for You, the basics books, you'll find, which are for sale on Amazon, you will find in Chapter 10 an entire chapter on your wedding planning. Okay, number 5, plan a honeymoon and reentry to your new life and your old one. Once the music stops and the cake is gone and the champagne bottles are empty and your friends and family have returned home, you and your betrothed will be married. Together you will face the world and all its challenges. Don't be surprised if you feel a little emotional letdown after all the planning and excitement of executing your wedding. Your honeymoon is the opportunity for you and your mate to take a vacation, to recover from your wedding, and settle into your life together. When my husband and I planned our wedding, we weren't going to take a honeymoon. And 2 days before the wedding, my husband turned to me and he says, "You know, I'm kind of tired." And I said, "Me too." And he says, "Oh, I guess that's what a honeymoon is for." And so we quickly threw one together. Hopefully you've been as careful in developing the spending plan for your honeymoon trip as for your wedding. Set money aside for the destination that fits into your overall spending plan, and that will make your return to married life together much more pleasant. don't go into debt for your wedding. Don't go into debt for your honeymoon, because that will just start you off on the wrong foot. Remember, most divorces are all about money and arguments about money. So we don't want that for you. We want you to start off planning well and executing well and coming back to no debt from the wedding and the honeymoon. You can take a road trip to a small country inn or a quaint seaside village or to a glossy hotel in a nearby city, and that would be a great beginning for your life together. If you've got airline miles from business trips you've taken, then book a flight to an exotic locale as the foundation for a trip abroad. Consider your accommodations and your meals as well as transportation around your destination when you're figuring out your honeymoon trip. If you can't afford to travel out of town, then stay at a hotel or inn nearby and don't tell anybody where you'll be. Explore your hometown like a tourist, see the sights, take long naps, go to the spa, go out for dinner, and go dancing. Once you get to your romantic destination, remember it is the time you spend together that will be memorable. Take long walks together, enjoy a picnic lunch, partake in free entertainment that the locals enjoy, rest and relax from the excitement and exhaustion of your wedding and your everyday life. Turn your phones off and focus on each other. Back from your honeymoon, savor the first year of marital life. Whether you live together before marriage or not, expect a little turbulence with the change in status. Usually there is a power struggle during the first year with conflicted discussions about everything from who takes out the trash to how much money each of you spend the previous month. Don't be surprised if one of you seems to change. Be your loving self and calmly speak up about how you feel about how your relationship is going. Remember that marriage requires clear communication, honesty, respect for one another, and work. Be happy you found someone you love and with whom you want to live forever. Remember to tell each other, "I love you," at least once a day. Greet each other on returning home with a kiss and welcome embrace. Remember birthdays and anniversaries with a memento of some kind, a card, a gift, some flowers, or a note. Listen to each other more and talk less. A marriage is a friendship. It takes nurturing, listening, attention, and thinking of your beloved's interest as well as your own. Remember, now that you're married, be thoughtful towards each other and continue to work on the relationship and your expectations for the future. I want to thank you for joining me today for the Money Smarts for You show on planning the wedding of your dreams that you can afford. Next week I'm going to go over what is new in your life. It could be a new baby, a new house, a new college acceptance, maybe, and maybe a new you, exercise, spa treatments, things like that. So please email me with your questions or thoughts to Barbie at moneysmartsforyou.com. That's B-A-R-B-I-E at M-O-N-E-Y-S-M-A-R-T-S, the number four and the letter U.com, and we will cover them in future shows. Remember to take care of your money, to take care of yourself.
Thank you for joining us today. Find out more at moneysmartsforyou.com. Like us on Facebook, buy the book on Amazon, and remember to subscribe to the show.